Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories,
your stories.
BAG Sport.
The British Army Germany Minor Units Football Cup final took place in Hohno last Wednesday. The fixture saw one MI battalion travel from JHQ in Rheindahlen to face Hohno Base 2 Medical Regiment. 2 Medreg went into this cup final hoping to retain the title, having taken the winner's trophy last year after a victory over 1 Logistics Support Regiment in Hameln. The medics got off to a good start with an early goal from Corporal Mills, but 1 MI battalion fought back and secured 2 goals in the first half, giving them a 2-1 advantage at half-time. Captain Rich Habershaw is the secretary of British Army Germany football. This was his assessment after 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's been a very good first half, very competitive. 2 Medreg took the lead very early on, but find themselves 2-1 down at half-time, so they've got some work to do. The first goal was really good, a quick break and a very good finish. Other than that, there's been some less than positive defending. But yeah, we've got plenty to look forward to in the second half.
The medics may have been struggling in defence during the first half, but after some stern words in the changing rooms, they came back fighting in the second half, with Corporal Chick equalising to make it 2-2. With 1 MI battalion down to 10 men after a dubious tackle ended in a controversial sending off, the Ink Corps soldiers struggled to make a comeback during the final minutes of the game, taking it to extra time. A foul in the box resulted in a penalty being awarded to 2 Med, and WO2 Lynch took the score to 3-2. There was no stopping the warrant officer after that as he went on to increase the lead to 4-2. 1 MI clawed back a goal in the dying minutes of extra time, but it wasn't enough to prevent the medics from walking away with the trophy. The final score, 4-3 to 2 Medreg.
The 13 Minor Units Cup, retaining the trophy, 2 Medical Regiments.
I am W1RSM Knight Bamford from 2 Medical Regiment. I'm also a player in the team, but today I'm just coaching. It's great to win it, and it's my last game as well for 2 Medical Regiment because I'm posted on, so it makes it even more precious.
Didn't come without drama though, did it? It was definitely a full-on match in terms of events.
Yeah, definitely. There was a few dubious decisions out there, but some decisions went for us, some went against us, but it was the same for both teams. So I believe that overall, there's no injustice on today. It was a good game.
It's fair to say the second half was better for you. Sort of, the guys must have had a talking to at half-time and they picked up tempo during the second half.
Most definitely, yeah. We smashed all the cups in the changing rooms and words were said. People were told where they were lacking. Second half was much, much better, which led to the equaliser and then we went into extra time. The MI boys started to suffer, getting a little bit tired, and that was obviously where the game changed to our favour.
2 Medical Regiment will now go into the main Army FA Challenge Cup at the quarter-final stage, with a chance to go on and play in the final in Aldershot in May. This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Hohno.
Your stories.
Your stories. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.